Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Bill Bush out until Friday. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers in Lincoln. Steve Schindler again off this week until Friday when Bill returns. He's getting geared up for the fall season, Sip. He's just getting ready for this, you know, for summer, end of summer, fall. It's a thinking week for Shindaddy.
I was wondering where you're going with that.
He's getting prepared for the rest of summer and fall.
He's getting geared up for the fall.
Yeah, he's got to get his ideas locked and loaded. So that's what he's doing right now. But I just got crept on by Jay Foreman and Nick Sainter out in the hallway. They opened up my door and said, hey, I'm going back on the air. I don't have my headsets for you guys right now. So
wait a second. Jay and Nick are down in the breakfast area?
Yes, they are dining and probably eavesdropping on me through the cracked door there.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm doing great.
Wellness check.
I'm doing great.
That was a wellness check.
By the way, I've got my coffee. I need this morning. I might have seven of these today. It's fine, but we're gonna power through because I'm in Indianapolis for media days. I'm not on the sidelines because I didn't get early access. But I've got some good news for you. Ben, play breaking news, please. Would you?
Oh! I got it.
He's got it.
I'm getting it.
He's getting it. There it is.
This might surprise you, but I have been multitasking during the show this morning, and I have been communicating with the Big Ten Director of Communication for this event, Megan Altoff, who, again, I did have clearance for her this morning, but she says, I will work with security to allow for a 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time entrance tomorrow and Thursday. So, we will have me and Sip on the sidelines tomorrow and Thursday live from Indy. We will not be in the hotel room tomorrow. We'll be on the sidelines as promised at Lucas Oil Stadium. How about that?
Yeah, that's great.
How about that for doing multitasking during the show? And she's responding early. So I had to get to her early before the day gets crazy for her.
Good job, Jake.
So multitasking while I'm not running the board because young Ben is doing a great job doing that.
Yeah, we have clearance tomorrow.
We do. We'll be on the sideline as we always do. It's a wonderful time. It's a great experience just watching the sun come up from inside. It glistens through the glass.
Listen to
above.
You.
Yeah, glistens. Ooh. Great word.
Listen to you.
Word of the
it's
day.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Glistening.
Yeah, word of the day.
Glistening hey, through the glass as we talk sports.
Yeah, it's a beautiful sight. And I'll give you the I'll put the camera and make sure you get the whole scoop of the stadium. It's beautiful from the sidelines. By the way, our coverage is made possible by 1890 Nebraska, Stevens and Smith Construction, The Complex in Lincoln, Warhorse Casino, and Riddles Jewelry. Thanks for all those for sponsoring our coverage of Big Ten Media Days here in Indianapolis. Sip, I pointed you to an article written by CBS Sports. There was several articles. It was looking at all the different position rankings, including coaches in the Big Ten ahead of this year. And Nebraska, I think you got to like where the rankings are at. They only have one spot of seven different items ranked where they are not in the top half in the conference, and that is skill position. So, again, this goes 1 to 18. 1 is obviously the best. 18 is the worst. Here is Nebraska's rankings per position, again, per CBS Sports. They have the number 6 quarterback group. Hello. Last year, quarterback group was not strong. With Raiola, they go from probably very low to now top 3rd in the conference. 6th of 18. 10th in skill position. So receivers and running backs, tight ends, 10th there. Offensive line, Sip, number 8. In the conference. Defensive line, number 6. Linebacking core, number 6. Defensive backs, number 7. And coaching, 8th overall in the Big Ten Conference per CBS Sports assessment of the conference. I think this is, if you're in Nebraska, this is kind of a glowing review of where you're at, is it not? How would you assess that?
I mean, it's pretty good, Jake.
You're one spot of 18 teams, you're not in the top half, and you're just number 10 in that.
It's pretty good, and I would say this ranking system they have, I was telling young Ben during the break, is fabulous. And it can be a guideline for how you pick the conference. If it's accurate, and, you know, I mean, they put a lot of work into this. I would direct fans to this, I guess we're calling it an article, but within the articles, there's
compilations.
There's a compilation, and there's a great chart, and it's very easy to navigate. And it's incredibly informative. So, yeah, going through Nebraska, quarterback room 6, I mean, if that's correct, that's great news for Nebraska.
They were probably, Sip, I mean, out of 14 teams last year, what, 13th in quarterback play?
Who was better? I mean, who was worse? I guess
I'd say 13th or 14th. I'm going to say that's absolute best. You know, dead last or second.
They average 125 passing yards a game, Jake. 125.
Yeah.
Okay. They threw 10 touchdown passes and 16 picks. What I'm suggesting is they had to be at the bottom.
Yeah. It was either worst or second to worst last.
Okay.
Year.
Now the number 10 rating at the skill position strikes me as low. That strikes me as low. I thought Nebraska might be a couple notches higher than that because of the additions of Banks and Nayor.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, the teams that they're near, and that Indiana would have better position. Indiana's 8th. Google me. Cignetti's got the 8th best skill position ahead of Nebraska, apparently. They got some good receivers, I think, in Indiana this year. The other, you know, look at Rutgers 13th, UCLA is at 9th. They're trying to compare who's in your same category.
Right.
Iowa's at 15th, which makes sense for their skill position. They're never really stacked at there. Wisconsin is at 7th. That might seem a little high to me for Wisconsin.
Right. I think Nebraska might, CBS Sports in this particular instance, might be undervaluing Nebraska's skill position a little bit. I don't have a major quarrel with it. O-line, 8. All these are interesting to me, Jake. 8. I would hope that it's better than 8 because it's a veteran unit. I mean, this is the no excuses year. We kind of say that every year, but this is a veteran unit. There really are no excuses. I thought it might, I would kind of hope they'd be a top 5 unit at this point. But 8, again, I'm not really arguing with it. I just kind of hoped it'd be better.
I'm with you there, yeah. With all the starts they have, and you know, Ben Scott and Prochaska, you know, and Corcoran and
Ben Hart.
Ben Hart. I mean, they have a ton of starts. you would think that they'd be, it could be top five, like you said, but we just haven't really seen Nebraska have a good offensive line for quite some time. They were okay last year, but still had a lot of different holes.
Right.
So I think
that's a good way to put it. I just kind of would hope they'd be better. It's kind of the same with the D line. Six is a good number, but we love this D line. I thought maybe top five, you know? Six is fine. It's not. I just thought maybe, you know, when you're talking Nash Hutmacher and Ty Robinson and Jamari Butler. Jamari Butler, by the way, doesn't get his due even around in the local media, I don't think. That's a good D line. Maybe I'd like to think it's close to a top five. It's six, so that's good enough, I guess. But I think it could be a top five group.
Well, that'd be great if they were. I mean, if Nebraska was top five in both O line and D line, you're talking about a team.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Yeah, it's going to make a big rise this year.
Yeah, it's interesting. The rating is interesting from the standpoint they got the D-line 6 and the linebacker 6. And in this market, I think it's judged that the D-line is the strength of the defense, not the linebackers, yet they have the same ranking in this.
Right. Right.
Which is curious, but not. It's nothing that I would lose any sleep over. Those are good rankings. The DBs being ranked at 7th in the league, good ranking. That's good. I think they're a little better. And then Rule at 8 is fine for now. That's fine. So, yeah, I think by and large, those rankings are reflective of where Nebraska's picked in the Cleveland.com poll, which is eighth in the league. That's very it reflects that, right?
Yes, it does. So Nebraska, again, eighth in the polls from the media poll. And the fact that they are anywhere from pretty much 6 to 10. I mean, they're almost all of these are 6 to 8, essentially. Right. They got the 10 for skill. So that matches up with the team that's going to be, you know, basically at the bottom of the top half of the conference. And when you have 18 teams, I think that's probably – I mean, I can't fight about that. I'm pleased with that. You want to be better always, but – you don't have a glaring hole, looks like. I mean, that's what this points out to me, Sip. I don't see a glaring hole on this roster as CBS Sports would agree with.
Right.
Like,
I mean,
you don't have like a bunch of, you know, 2, 3, and all of a sudden you're 15th and something. Where, like, look at Iowa, for example. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know they've been defensive-led for a while. They're once again, look at Iowa. Iowa per CBS Sports ranks 14th out of 18 in quarterback play this mm-hmm. year. 15th in skill position. 10th on offensive line, which, by the way, seems low for an Iowa O-line.
No, you know, Jake. Now,
I know the last 2 years have been rough. But
I want to address that. Iowa has been deficient up front offensively for a long time, actually. I've been wrong in just assuming that they're good offensive line. No, they haven't been. They haven't been a good offensive line. Defensive line is another story.
Yep. But, okay, so Iowa, they're best on offense is 10th offensive line. Then you go to defense. 5th defensive line, number 1 linebackers, number 2 defensive back, 6th coach. So, again, they're pointing out this would be a similar Iowa year, probably a 9-10 win team that is going to be a low-scoring game. They just win with their defense, win with special teams, and they just get by with whatever they have for offense. But
yep.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Nebraska is more well-rounded. They're not as elite defensively as Iowa might be, but they don't have the embarrassing holes in their game, which Iowa has offensively.
Yeah.
Look at other ones that make you laugh and maybe cringe. I look at Northwestern on here, mm-hmm. where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
17th in both quarterback and skill position, 18th in offensive line. Their best that they have in anything, Sip, is 12th at defensive line. Otherwise, and also at defensive back. That's their best. Their mm-hmm. best they have in any of these categories is 12th. Several 18s and 17s for them.
Yeah, and Purdue. Look at Purdue. Where Purdue is, defensive line and linebackers, dead last. That, I mean, that's why they're picked. In the Cleveland.com poll, I think are they picked dead last?
Yes, they are. Purdue's dead last.
How would you like to be entering the season in the Big Ten, ranked 18th at D-line and linebacker? It would scare the bejesus out of you, right?
Yes, it would. Yep. Yes, it would. That would not be good. I mean, that's why I'm curious, Sip. I'm like, you know, when you look at Nebraska, when they moved to the Big Ten from the Big 12, they weren't right size-wise. The defensive line and linebackers, they weren't up to the task.
No, they
right
weren't.
Away.
You're right.
And so I'm curious, does USC, as Oregon, are all those Pac-12 teams coming in, are they going to be able to immediately be big enough? Oregon is expected to be the second-best team in the conference, maybe first-best. Are they going to show any signs of not being prepared for this type
on.
Of play? I don't think they will. I think they'll
hold
be fine.
Oregon.
But it's USC.
We've had this discussion about Oregon. They look like a Big Ten team. You can't group these teams that are coming in. You have to look at them individually. Oregon, Jake, I was watching them play a bowl game against Wisconsin. I'm going to say 3 years ago. And they were more physical than Wisconsin. Okay?
Yes.
That, 3 years ago, whatever that bowl game was, I don't know, it was 2 or 3 or 4 years ago. Back then, Oregon was ready for the Big Ten. Jake, there's nothing. Oregon is ready physically for the Big Ten. Now, is USC? I don't know. I'd say no on defense. UCLA, don't know enough about.
But let me ask you, Sip, though. When Nebraska went to the Big Ten, did you feel like they were big enough size-wise back in 2011?
No, they weren't.
You thought you,
no,
okay.
No, we've had that discussion a lot.
Okay.
Pelini was really worried when they were going in the Big Ten. He wouldn't say it publicly. He would barely say it privately. But he didn't. The move to the Big Ten, was always a fascinating juxtaposition. The fans were super enthused. Couldn't wait to get into the Big Ten. I'd hear that from fans. Then I talked to Bo, and he was not enthused because he knew he had a defense that was built for the Big 12, right? The Big 12. Remember how the Big 12 was?
Yep.
Spread out.
Yep.
It wasn't the Big 10 at all. He had a defense that was playing that peso. He's playing five defensive backs. He was playing six guys that look like defensive backs. He didn't have enough linebackers for the Big Ten. He didn't have that big middle linebacker, you know, like Jack Campbell.
Right.
There's nothing that looked like that on Nebraska's roster back then. They didn't have those guys. So he knew, hey, Jake, it's probably a little similar to USC. You're at a disadvantage when you come from a spread out league and you're heading into the Big Ten. Now, I'm just not familiar enough with Washington's new players. They just have a lot of new players. What will that look like? I don't know. USC, I have a pretty good sense. They're not really ready defensively for this. Oregon, I have a good sense. Look at these look at these rankings that we're looking at right now. They're ready. Oregon's ready. They'll be one of the most physical teams in the Big Ten, Jake.
Well, I think that they will be also, but I am curious about USC. I'm curious about Washington. I'm curious about UCLA. But Oregon, again, appears to be ready to play in this conference and not have any problems with the physicality.
How about the top-ranked offensive line?
Oregon. That's significant. That's a pretty bold claim by CBS Sports to do that.
I don't know. Is it?
Oregon is first overall in everything offensively. Skill, quarterback, and offensive line. Hello.
Yeah.
And they're number one in everything. Ohio State's third in quarterback play, second in skill, second in O-line.
And Oregon's defensive line, four.
Fourth, and their linebackers are fifth. Cornerbacks are fourth, and their head coach is second.
Yeah.
Or the coaching staff in general. So, fascinating rankings. Check them out. CBS Sports, it goes through and it kind of is a compilation. It's called Big Ten Position and Coach Rankings for 2024 for those looking for that. It's a good read there. So we'll probably address that as the weeks go by to compare where Nebraska stands. But thank you for that write-up, CBS Sports. Before I get to break, hey, Zip, you don't want to get hacked, right? Don't get hacked. That's Bill's thing. Don't get hacked. Nebraska's preferred tech partner is Applied Connective Technologies. All 93 counties in Nebraska, one team, all your tech solutions, manage IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. For a free consultation, go to appliedconnective.com or call 866-358-0109. Applied Connective Technologies, your leader today. When we come back from break, an interesting fact about who is here in terms of quarterbacks in the Big Ten. Where's are the quarterbacks this year in the conference? We'll discuss that next in an early break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.